picturing you as she looked in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. That's for sure.
Me?
Young Kevin, yes. No, that's a lovely bathing suit you have on. Oh, no, keep the top on. Come on.
You know I never do. Why would I keep the top on? That's not a thing. How was your night?
Ah, good. How about you?
Good.
Any arrests or?
No arrests.
Police complaints?
Nope.
Or knocking on the, hey, what are you doing in there?
Proud to say that did not happen last night.
Oh.
I was a little disappointed, guys. You need to step it up.
Yeah.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Hi.
They're giving away free sex for vaccinations.
Oh, now we're talking.
In Europe. Right. Like, if it wasn't so serious.
Right.
You'd hold out for, like, the good stuff.
Man, if I had known, I would have moved to Europe.
Because there was, like, giant amounts of money that they were giving away. And
think Bean is in that line?
No.
No.
I don't think he's had sex in, like, 40 years.
Very lucky for Donna. Fortunate for her.
Today we're going to talk about out-of-body experiences.
Oh, cool.
Which nice. I love.
Yeah.
I've had one.
Did you? Really?
Yes.
I'm going to go into great detail
and
on that.
And you have not?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mine's also odd in that I wasn't physically in danger.
Hmm.
Okay. So I was fine. I wasn't in the hospital. I wasn't, you know.
That's weird.
Having yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
And it wasn't drug-induced.
No.
Okay.
It's just the natural joy that I have inside me.
Wait, what?
And hot for teacher, we're going to discuss on today's show.
Oh, yeah, you and I have talked about
we've talked about this.
Never had a hot teacher.
No,
that we were hot for.
And we are going to keep it to college so that we don't get into the whole age issue.
Seems like a good idea. But you know, when you're in high school, you really don't have that. You don't know that that's just. It's not going to happen. First of all,
and
it's
of course,
so not appropriate for you to be thinking that way.
Of course,
man.
That's why we're not talking about
right.
that. Right,
but it sure was crazy.
Also in college. I'm trying to think, but I can't put my finger on any
I drove
hot teacher.
Past a college one time and saw some fine-looking folk, but...
You couldn't tell if they were students or faculty.
What do
or
I know?
And the high-low game. Happens
oh, yeah, yeah. Now, this is kind of cool. Marcy actually had a winner. She won $1,300, so we're starting over.
Okay.
Which means we got to pick the number, you and I.
All right.
And it'll be worth a grand plus that $500 bonus gift card if you hit the number from 0 to 95 right out the gate, because we'll be super impressed.
That's going to happen between now and 4 on 95.5 KLOS.
Woo! Sort of appropriate that we had a twofer from Ozzy just now, don't you think?
Sure.
Because that was crazy. We had to pick a new number for the high-low game, and I didn't know the rituals that they have us go through
to
do it.
They make us jump or
crazy.
Holy
cow!
Yeah.
I mean, there's still blood all over the floor.
Yeah, animal blood.
Yeah.
Just to make it clear.
Yeah, sacrificed it between 0 and 95. We came up with a number, and we'll tell you when to call sometime soon.
But to do that, we have to sacrifice 95 bats.
I just feel a little bad right now. Who's going to clean all these up?
For the ones that didn't get picked. They gave their lives for nothing.
That's right. But that one is good.
You know, I think the Guinness World Record book is nonsense.
Oh, man. It's kind of interesting reading-ish, sort of.
Sort of. But most of the records are not a thing.
Yeah, and they're getting crazier because, like, people have already done whatever, but now they have to do it on a pogo stick while holding an old lady on their shoulders.
For an extra 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Whatever. It just makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
But in 2006, before you could actually play video games with other people,
right.
It was a one-person sport. You sat there with the joystick.
Yep.
You looked at the screen. You played by yourself.
That's right.
So there's an artist named Mary Flanagan that wanted to make sure that more people got to play the game together. So her solution in the days when you couldn't do that on the internet was to make the world's largest joystick.
Okay. I've got one of those for you if you ever need.
Which is 9 feet tall.
Whoa!
9 feet tall.
Wow. That's a lovely picture.
So
that's
it looks like there's like three people that have to work it.
Yeah, it looks like they're playing with a monolith from 2001, basically.
Right. So her answer was just make the joystick big enough that more people have to participate.
What?
I don't know.
That's, boy.
You sort of have to work together to...
That's building a weirder mousetrap, not a better one. That's bizarre.
Why, then, I have a question for you. Why, then, did it just make it into the Guinness World Records 2022 as the largest of its kind?
Because they were like, we don't care. And she kept coming back. Yeah, hey, look at this. Hey, look at this.
You think so?
Yeah.
Or do you think they just were like, whatever.
we need a filler.
We don't care about the Guinness World Record book either. It's nonsense. Give me something big. The giant controller is nearly four times the original size of the Atari controller that she was
mimicking it after.
Yes. Hmm.
And does it play Atari? I guess it'll play anything you can plug it into.
I don't think it. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
But how are you going to agree three people to which direction to go by the time you do the little?
That's the thing. You have to work together.
Yeah, that's her idea. You're supposed to work against your opponent.
The idea was to really take something that's for solitary play and make it so big it demands collaboration and brings people together.
It's going to do the exact opposite.
It does.
And be fights.
It sort of makes sense in a world where you can't connect with other players.
Right.
Sort of.
Yeah, but now you got to have them all piled up here together. And who's been vaccinated and who's sick? And
well, yeah, we're not talking about with that.
You can't get everyone together and in a room anymore.
No,
but. Without somebody having a meltdown.
So it was built in 2006 and it just made the Guinness Book of World Records.
Well done.
Just now.
Yay, who gives a rat's ass?
The 2022 version of a book that no one cares about. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister.
COVID-19 vaccination. A brothel in Austria provides COVID-19 vaccinations.
Cool.
For customers on site.
Interesting.
And offers free entry to the sauna club with the girl of their choice after they get jabbed.
Oh, really? Yeah, and then more jabbing.
Yes.
I guess takes place.
I mean, that's supposedly what they are, of course, insinuating.
Ha! So you show up there and you haven't had your vax yet and they jab you.
Mm-hmm.
But then,
then you get a 30-minute session.
Ha!
In the sauna club with the lady of your choice.
Then where's Vegas? Vegas, what are you waiting for?
Yeah, no kidding.
This is the way to go.
The brothel said the project, which started on November 1st, is a drive to increase revenue after the fall of the number of clients because of low vaccination rates.
Right, yeah.
So we will vaccinate you here, and then you get 30 minutes free.
30 minutes is a good start. That's actually a fair amount. So it's free. That's great.
That's like eight times for you.
I'm not 18 anymore, man. That's awesome. But that's a really good idea.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
And then I thought about it for a second. I was like, wait, the shots don't work immediately.
No, I was thinking that. I didn't want to bring it up.
So that's bad news for the girl.
Well, can't they come back maybe later? They don't come back after?
It doesn't say anything about that.
I would imagine.
But I would hope so. Otherwise, they have to all wear like full body condoms. And that doesn't seem fun.
No, there's no
fun. Have you ever seen those? Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, head to toe.
You're just horsing around.
I'm
now.
Not. There's I'll post a picture.
Horseplay.
There's no horseplay. Well, maybe there is. But
it would be safer.
There are full body condoms.
Huh. Did not know that.
I think they are basically
a joke.
Oh,
okay.
Things, you know, for Halloween.
So I shouldn't be using it tonight.
No.
When I go to the brothel.
I mean,
to get my jab.
Never mind.
Well said, sir.
I just needed to edit myself there for a second. That's all right.
It's basically a story of our lives.
Yep. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You know, when I was a little kid, probably third or fourth grade, I really believed people could read each other's minds.
Like, did you?
I really believed in all that sort of crap. So one time for a couple of weeks, I went around trying to test that theory. I felt you really had to have your mind open to someone else so that they could read your thoughts.
So if I was accepting of this idea, you would be able to read my thoughts?
And vice versa. And I really tried to open my mind to people so they could really see what I was thinking. And I tried to think really clear, simple stuff so they could catch on.
What if it's someone like me where there's about half the time where there's no thoughts?
Well, that must be what I was running into all the time because I was never able to and no one ever picked up on it. But I want to bring that back right now because I want you to win this $1,000 and $500 gift card. I want someone to hit the nail right on the head out the gate.
We're starting with a new number, so there have been no guesses.
Nope.
So 0 to 95 for the KLOS Hilo game, powered by the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa.
I am thinking the number right now really, really hard and thinking just like thinking about that number. Boy, I want to give a hint, but I won't do that.
Yeah, you can't.
And I never did. I never gave any hints.
You can't do that.
Yeah, but I'm thinking it. You think it.
Just for playing, you get Dirty Honey and Mammoth Wolfgang Van Halen tickets.
That's awesome. Being caller 13 gets you that.
But you also get to play the game between 0 and 95. You'll win $1,000. Plus, if you hit it the very first time, you get $500 of a gift card.
Do it. Yes.
So call now. Caller 13. Sluggo's thinking the number.
Oh, I'm thinking something very dirty now. Hold on. Oh, back to the number.
Okay. 818-955-KLOS. It is the KLOS High Low Game. KLOS, who's this?
Hey, it's Roman.
Hey, Roman, you're caller 13.
Oh, nice. That's good. This is High Low.
Yeah, let's play the High Low Game.
Play the High Low Game. A number between 0 and 95. It's a brand new number because Marcy had a winner, so...
I'm thinking the number.
I'm also thinking the number.
Oh, Kevin's joining in.
Yes.
We got two, well, a quarter and an eighth of a brain.
We're putting the vibe down the phone line so that you can pick the exact number the first time.
And get that $500 gift card, $1,000 in cash, whenever you're ready.
Well, I'm going to have to go with our favorite number, 69.
That's not what we were thinking. 69! I never think that number.
Is that what you were thinking, Sluggo?
It's surprising I didn't, actually, but yeah. No, sorry.
All right.
That's too low.
Too low.
Yeah, it's too low. Doesn't matter, though, dude. You're going to an amazing show. Dirty Honey and Mammoth Wolfgang Van Halen for being caller 13.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
You bet. March 2nd at the Wiltern Theater.
Cool.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Damn crank calling kids.
Right? It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we were doing a call in a few days ago.
Yep.
Which was what?
Hell if I know.
Remind me. Oh, shit.
I remember now. Fever dreams.
Fever dreams, yes.
Yeah. Talking about your COVID experience times two.
When your mind malfunctioned.
Right.
And somebody called in with an out-of-body experience, and we said, that may be for another day. Well, today's that day.
Today is that day.
Out-of-body experiences are fascinating to me. This is the call that we got on that day.
Yeah, I had tonsillitis when I was 17, and I had a 104 fever, and my parents took me to the hospital, and I vividly remember standing under a tree, watching my dad take me out of the car, and the two of them walking me into the hospital.
Wow.
Interesting.
Oh, so you were totally out-of-body.
Out-of-body.
Funky. So, wow, that's crazy. Tonsillitis.
That was very weird. Yeah, just tonsillitis.
Very interesting. So, how do you reconcile that in your mind now? I mean, you don't believe that you were actually floating above yourself or whatever, or do you?
I don't know how else to think, but that I was standing there watching them take me out of the car and walk me to the hospital, and I walked in behind them and watched them work on me in the emergency room.
So weird.
That is awesome.
Wow.
That's crazy.
And when they started packing me in ice to try to get the fever down, then I was back in my mind.
Then you started feeling everything and you were back. Let me ask you a weird question. Yeah. Are you in any way kind of glad you had that experience? Like, you think it's an interesting life experience, or could you just completely do without it if you could edit it out?
No, I think it was an interesting life experience, actually.
Nice.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, right? Awesome. Thank you for calling.
Sluggo's happy for you.
Yeah, I am, weirdly.
I would take mine back.
I don't know how many brain cells I lost that day, but...
Well, I know that feeling. Cool.
Same.
Yeah.
We're all in that camp.
Yeah.
Thank you. I had one.
Yeah.
And it's super weird to me because it doesn't make sense with everything else I know about out-of-body experiences.
Tell us.
Is it always like somebody who's like her? She was in trouble physically and had a high temperature and was being worked on.
No, I don't think so.
It doesn't seem like that?
No, not always. Uh-uh. I mean, that's common, but I think, why? So what's your...
At the other station, we got in trouble with the FCC.
What?
I know that's hard to believe.
Nah.
And the FCC took us to court.
Yeah, I remember that very well, my friend.
Yes, you do.
Yes, I do. Damn.
So they brought us in one by one, and they questioned us, and they were trying to get our stories to conflict so that they could prove that we were wrong.
Charge us money.
Yes. And there was one defense lawyer, and there were four FCC prosecuting lawyers.
Right.
And there was a judge to my right.
Oh, that guy was mad, too, wasn't he?
That guy was mad cow disease, that guy.
He's never smiled in his life, that judge.
I don't know who's supposed to send judges to control their temper, but somebody needs to take advantage of that.
Yeah.
So I was sitting next to him, and the lawyer started yelling at me because they asked me who I was sitting by at the Christmas table, and I didn't remember.
Why would you remember?
And they were like, how can you not remember? Of course you remember.
We were
so then
wasted,
they started
dude.
Yelling, and then the defense lawyer got up and said, what are you talking about? If he doesn't remember, he doesn't remember. And it went on for a little while, and then the judge started yelling, and I thought, finally, the judge is going to come in and calm things down.
Shut it down.
And, you know, put some people in contempt and all that. I've seen TV. And the judge started yelling at me.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, same question.
Wow.
How could you not remember?
Yeah, he yelled at me, too. He was so mad at me.
And I was like, at that moment, I was not there.
Really?
There was no reaction, and I was sort of up in the corner of the room, top corner of the room against the roof. Like, I wanted to be eating popcorn. Like, I was just sitting there watching, like, All four attorneys are screaming. The defense attorney is screaming. The judge is screaming. And I saw myself sitting in the
witness chair. You saw yourself. You could see yourself there.
Yes, in the witness chair.
And were you driving?
I was feeling nothing.
Right.
All I was thinking in my mind was, never forget this. This is awesome. Never forget this. This is awesome.
Well, you were under a great deal of stress at that moment. You were in a traumatic experience. You could be fined, and we were. You could be in trouble. We were. And you could have lost your job, which somehow we didn't.
What scared me more than that was that we could have lost the station their license.
Oh my God.
And that was what was really horrifying. Stressful.
So that's very yes, maybe it is always under some sort of traumatic tradition.
Guess.
How long did it last, that experience?
Not very long, maybe 45 seconds, but like a decent amount of time where I went, wow, look at this. This is really cool. Look at the prosecuting attorneys. They're so mad. Look at the judge. Isn't the judge supposed to be doing something about the people who are mad? And I was just like taking it all in and thinking about it.
Wow, that's weird.
And then all of a sudden I was back in the witness chair and I was just looking around like somebody's going to have to stop talking because I wouldn't be able to be heard if I yelled.
So he's like, can we get some nachos? Break stuff. Keith, fries!
That's the only time it's ever happened to me.
Yeah.
Wow. And I've been in the hospital before, and I've been in trouble before.
You've had a lot of...
No, take it easy.
You've had quite your share.
I have, sure.
Man.
I've also had quite my share of fun. But that's the only time I've ever had an out-of-body experience.
That qualifies.
It was kind of cool.
Yeah, that is very cool. Yeah. I mean, I've never experienced anything like that where I saw myself. And I could see
myself very clearly as if I was someone else.
Yeah.
I mean, I recognize myself, of course, because I'm not that dumb. But I saw the person sitting there, and it was me, but there was no feeling whatsoever.
Love it. Very interesting.
It was super weird.
Now, you had told her here that you wouldn't want to have that kind of experience she had to that extreme. Would you now?
I don't like her experience.
Right, because, she was, you know.
She was going in and getting taken care of.
She was so bad if she was going to the ER. Hospital, So, but would, are you, you said you enjoyed this, you wanted to remember it.
Yes.
It's something you want to keep in your head now, right?
Yes, for sure.
Cool.
Yes.
I wonder about that.
Because
like
that
people
was awesome.
Having their, you know, these.
Now that I know it worked out.
Right.
It was awesome.
Yes. These
then I wasn't so sure.
Sure. There's a lot of these people have out-of-body experiences.
Do you want to take it back?
Forget
if
it.
You could.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
So if you had an out-of-body experience, that's what we're looking for at 818-955-KLOS. You had an out-of-body experience. Didn't have to be medical, but most of them seem to be.
Yeah, traumatic at least. Most
traumatic,
likely.
Yes. Yeah. So 818-955-KLOS. Call now. We're talking about out-of-body experiences. You had one?
I was in college, and we were experimenting with some stuff called Salvia Devinorum.
Sure.
And I packed it into a weed bowl and accidentally didn't notice that there was some high potency THC in there mixed with Salvia Devinorum, and that caused me to pass out and have a out-of-body experience.
And what did it look like in your out-of-body experience? Where were you? What were you doing?
Well, I actually told my friend who was sitting next to me on the couch to look after me after I took that hit, but he kind of got stuck and forgot, and I passed out and caused my neck to go in a certain way where it obstructed the air or circulation, so I passed out, and I pretty much was gone, and I could see myself leaning on the couch with my neck in an awkward position.
So you're cutting off your blood supply.
Yeah, and I could see what my friend was doing and everything from above my body. And
you're like, wake up, you asshole! You're supposed to look after me.
Yes, that's what I was thinking. I like my body, man.
Wow, right on. Thank you for calling. I'm going to guess a lot of them are going to have to do with some narcotics.
But I would rather they didn't.
Yeah. Well, sure. Yeah, exactly. Because I mean,
although that seems super valid.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Victor.
Yes,
Victor, you're out of body experience, please.
This was about 20 years ago. I was going through divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And ex-wife and I were sitting in a big round table with the realtor there. We're going to sell the house. And we're going back and forth. And all of a sudden, I saw myself up in the corner, looked at what was going on. And I saw myself jump up over the table.
Wow.
I'm like, wait a minute, what is going on here? I was thinking to myself. But I saw that and that kept repeating in my head as I'm looking at it.
But you didn't actually do that.
I didn't actually, but I was... It was a weird like I was watching a movie.
Right. That's kind of like how they do it in movies, where they'll just like suddenly, kind of put what you're thinking in your head. Thanks for calling, man. That's an interesting
KLOS, hello.
Bizarre sort of take on it.
Hey, hello.
Hi there. We're talking about out-of-body experiences.
Yep. Yeah, I had one. It was, I'll try to make it quick. It was kind of a drug bender. I was on all kinds of stuff, coke, crank, all this other stuff, and I was laying down, and I seen myself laying there. I was basically floating above myself. I don't know, I tripped out. I thought I was having an OD, but I wasn't, and woke up, and I'm fine. And I would not want to forget it for anything.
Right. Oh, very interesting.
Forgot to ask that question.
Yeah,
Thank you.
Thanks, man. 818-955-KLOS, your out-of-body experience.
And we're talking about out-of-body experiences, and it seems to me like we're about 50-50 with drugs.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Maybe even a little less.
Maybe 40, less?
Yeah, 40 40, on drugs. Yeah.
All right. Still fascinating topic. You had an out-of-body experience?
My mom was like really ill and close to maybe like a year from dying. Mm-hmm. And I was undergoing all the stress from being her caregiver. Mm-hmm. My wife wanted to move out of the house, move out of town. And then I was losing weight and all sorts of weird stuff physically. And then like one night, it was the most bizarre thing that it's like I got picked up by these, I guess they must have probably been angels, I think, because I sort of recognize them. I go, oh, it's you guys again.
Wow, that's weird.
Interesting.
Do you think you'd ever seen them when you were kids or when you were a kid or anything?
Well, I don't know when it would have been, man, but maybe they were my guardian angels or who knows what it was. And then, like, when I came back to my body later in the evening, what I was able to detect was that there was sort of like an unusual odor around the neck of my pajamas, like it was sort of like an anesthetic or like a cleaning something, as though it took that much to get you back into your soul, back into your body or something. It was weird, man.
Wow.
Were you on drugs?
No, I had to give them up, man. Yeah. Before that.
Yeah. No, that sounds like a terrible time.
Yeah, no kidding.
That is a terrible time for you. I'm glad you got through
it. But I was grateful for it, man, because it really helped me sort out some things later, a few days later.
Wow. Fantastic. Very interesting. Dude, thank you very much for calling. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
This goes back to when I was a teenager. Myself and my boyfriend and all of his friends were into four-wheel drive and going off-roading.
Mm-hmm.
One night it was really raining. It was winter.
What do you think that is? She dying?
Dying? Are you dying, Mav? Are you still out there? You actually lying on the roadside? She's flatlining! Wow, that was weird.
Okay.
All right.
All right, then.
Well, we are glad you made it off the mountain. Hi, KLOS. Who's this? But apparently you died.
Hi, my name is Corey. I had surgery probably about 15 years ago, and I was in out. I was at home recovering in my bed, and all of a sudden I felt myself floating up, and I was all of a sudden on my ceiling looking down at myself laying in bed, and I was like, whoa, this is trip, man. These drugs must be really cool. And so all of a sudden I felt myself floating, like if I just wanted to float right out my bedroom window. And I don't know how, but I ended up back to my body. And I remember my mom was helping to take care of me.
Yeah, let me ask you a question about that, because I did have a weird experience where I felt as though if I were to make the choice of moving towards the light, I would have gone. I mean, do you feel that was what you were being offered at that moment in time, the choice?
I think about it now, and I think so. I really do. But, probably in my subconscious mind somewhere, I had a daughter. She was young at the time, so I probably was like, wait, I'm not ready to leave my daughter yet.
Right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, and I was very young myself, so very interesting. That is very... Well, we're glad you stayed, and I'm sure your daughter's glad you stayed.
Yes, very glad.
Please, so make that choice, people.
Yeah, exactly. I just wanted to tell you my cool
story. That was great. Thank you very much. 818-955-KLOS, your out-of-body experience.
We're talking this hour about out-of-body experiences. You have one?
Yeah, I actually had one about 5 years ago, so about a week or so before I decided to leave my ex-wife at the time, I had a crazy out-of-body experience where I was asleep next to her, and I found myself walking into our bedroom, and I ended up dragging myself out of bed to the front yard. And apparently there was a weird shadow in the front yard. I wake up, weirdly enough, the day I decided to leave my ex-wife, I ended up finding out that she was actually cheating on me.
Wow, that's weird. So you don't think that it wasn't like a dream? Was it something trying to make it clear that you were making the right choice?
Probably, but I clearly saw myself laying in bed, and I went, and I just grabbed myself, and I legitimately felt myself like being tugged out of bed. It was crazy.
That's weird. Were you totally stone cold sober that night?
I've been sober for 10 years, man.
Yeah, well, there you go.
All right.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Yeah, no kidding. That's bizarre.
Thank you for calling. You can't really discredit this stuff anymore.
Yeah, I mean, how do you know?
We've so much experience we've heard from people over the years, especially the last 20 years. It's just like, clearly, some weird stuff going
and
on.
And clear memories of especially these.
Yeah.
Every specific detail.
Hey, yeah.
Hi, Caleb. Who's this?
This is Michael from Irvine, and I've got two Ubi stories for you.
All right. Give us your best one.
One happened to me in 74. Another one was actually something that we studied about in college. And the one that happened to me, I was riding my motorcycle, dirt bike riding, and trying to catch up with my little brother because he got taken off and hit it probably about 65 miles an hour. And by the way, going to the Ubies, a lot of times they happen when something is about to happen to you that's going to be traumatic as well. And that's what happened to me.
I got you.
I hit this little rut, like a rain rut, and I came down. I was going 65, and I could see that my front tire was aiming at something that was greater than half of my tire size. So
right.
I went flipping and flying, but right before that happened, that split second, I was catapulted above my body, and I watched myself and the motorcycle go flying and flipping for probably about 60, 70 feet. And then I was on the ground, and I was almost like a shoop. I was back in my body again. And, yeah, I almost started to feel the pain at that point. But that was a really wild occurrence, and so I decided that I wanted to study about this when I got into college. And there was this one that just really kind of flipped me out, which was, there was a guy who was on the operating table who flatlined. He had been blind since birth. And yet, during the time that he was flatlined, all of a sudden, he said it was the first time he could ever see in his lifetime. And he was looking at everything from the top of the room.
Wow, that's weird.
Everybody was wearing, everybody was saying,
wow,
everybody
that's
was
crazy.
Doing.
Crazy.
Wow.
That's one of those things you just can't freaking explain.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, no, totally. Agree. Yeah, especially someone who's been blind from birth. And
that's
able to,
crazy.
Yeah, describe what was going on down below.
And there's lots of documented cases like this as well about Ubies.
Right. Yeah, no, I believe it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't call them Ubies, but still.
That was an 80s movie, wasn't it? The Ubi?
95.5 KLOS, the California's rock station.
Is that how that works?
Yep. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we play a particular song here on KLOS many, many times.
What is that?
Hot for Teacher.
Hot for Teacher. I don't know that one. Who's that by?
Yeah.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds like a fun song.
And I've had many thinking sessions. I don't know why I would call it that.
How odd.
I'm not sure why that would come to my mind.
Okay.
Thinking
sessions.
No, I thought about this a lot.
You sit down on a little stool and put a hat on.
I thought about this a lot. Uh-huh. And Hot for Teacher was not written for any of my teachers.
Boy, now, right?
Now, I love teachers. I don't want to get the wrong idea here. And also, we want to limit it to college, because once you get into high school, it's like, okay, well, how old was, and then how old was, and that's trouble.
Right.
College teachers. Let's go with college
teachers. Let's stick to college teachers. All right.
For teacher.
Yeah.
Did you have incredibly attractive teachers?
So even you in college, you didn't have any hot teachers?
I think I had one.
Yeah.
I think I had one. She's probably a 7. But for a teacher, on the teacher scale, that's pretty high.
I thought you were going to insult teachers.
There no, I love teachers.
Y'all are ugly.
No, not ugly.
I know.
And just also, kidding. It's not important. But the song always makes me think about that.
Right.
And I can't.
What do you think the teacher's going to look like this year? Yeah, I brought my pencil.
Right. Listen, it's a childish song, but let's talk about college teachers.
Yeah.
And did anyone fit that mold?
Okay.
I don't think anyone did for me fully.
You know, we have a friend who we met, speaking of being underage, she used to be a club DJ back in the day. Mm-hmm. She was 15 at the time, lying to everybody. They got hired at the radio station, ended up being a music director, doing extremely well, and has moved on to being a professor now, who teaches the music business, and I gotta think some of her students are like, damn, that song was written for her, didn't
you? That's what I told her.
You told Michelle that?
Yes, I was like, listen, your students are gonna be really crazy, and she's like, oh, don't be ridiculous. And I was like, listen, you're talking about 19, 20 year old guys,
and you are smoking, my friend.
Yes,
they always have been.
Will,
yeah. So does she, and she didn't hear that, huh? That's always the case.
She couldn't fathom that.
She's like, you're crazy. Yeah. That's ridiculous. That's funny.
She couldn't fathom that. That's although hilarious. I would like to call her and ask her now.
Yeah, or talk to get a hold of some of our students. Damn, I wish we could do that.
So what shoot,
do
you, I wish what we would have thought
think
of that.
Professor, maybe I couldn't call her tomorrow. Professor, whatever it was.
No, we had to. Made up names.
Because I'm like. No.
And we spoke to her class, quote unquote, answered questions, and made up different names for her every
time. So don't ever think that your professor, your teacher, is not partied at some point in
life. Yes, correct.
They certainly
because
have.
Because all teachers have partied, of course.
For the most part. There's but a few.
It doesn't mean they're bad people by any stretch.
No. That makes, no.
So college professors.
Life, rounded life. That's good.
Hot. That's the question.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS.
No names and no school names.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. We can keep it anonymous.
We just need to know about them.
No names, no schools.
Right.
Hot teacher.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS.
I've damaged a lot of speakers with that song.
It's a good song.
I love that damn song from the Stones, Undercover of the Night. It's the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
We were talking about college teachers being hot for teacher. And if you had that experience in college, KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Good, thank you.
Good, good. Hey, this is Mike D from Huntington Beach. I was calling in because my first year of the state college in Southern California, I ended up kind of having a crush and actually hooking up with my marketing teacher. It was her first year of marketing, and we spent about 2 months together after school, after hours. And I was such a jerk at that age. I was the idiot who actually brought her panties into the class to show the...
Oh, man.
Damn.
I know, I ruined a good thing.
You ruined it for everybody.
Story of my life, my man. Story of my life. Nevertheless, it was an awesome adventure, and I had to share it with you guys.
Right on. Yeah. Thanks for fessing up, dude. Thank you.
All right, boys. Take care.
Right on. Thank you. Thanks, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hello. Yeah, I had a real hot teacher in college this last summer. She used to walk around just in a like a bathing suit top almost.
What?
She
was, I love her. What was she teaching?
Well, I was homeschooled. It was my mom.
Oh. Woo! We're on our way over. Thanks for calling, man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a story to share.
Yes, please.
So when I was in school in Las Vegas, I had a physical education teacher who was a Chippendale, actually.
Wow. Is that right?
That's so awesome.
So, yeah, pretty attractive. But it was funny because I remember one day we were outside playing tennis in class, and we had a portable radio that we brought out, and the song Hot for Teacher actually came on.
Right.
And I was in the class, and all the girls like always got like super flustered whenever he was around or would talk to each other. So it was just a funny moment.
Did you make it clear that that song was dedicated to him?
Did you tell him to dance?
No, I... avoided the teacher as much as
I got you. Okay.
That is awesome. Thanks for calling 818-955-KLOS. We are right in the middle of a sweet twofer. Going to play another one from Sweet in just a matter of moments here.
See
on KLOS.
There?
I do.
Talking about hot for teacher. You have a teacher that you were attracted to?
I had this teacher. Oh my goodness. She was skinny, but she was well endowed.
Okay.
You know who Charlotte McKinney is?
Yes.
Feeling down like that. And man, I wish I had cell phones then. Us guys used to come in early and write stuff on the chalkboard and then sit in the front, on the left side in the front, so that when she came in, she would erase the stuff on the chalkboard and we would watch her jiggle and jiggle and giggle. And oh my goodness.
I can't tell you how much I love that you keep saying, oh my goodness. That's
oh my
hilarious.
Goodness.
That's awesome.
I couldn't believe how gorgeous she was. She didn't try to cover it up like most
good for her. Well done on her. Awesome. Thanks for calling, man. You know, if the teachers only knew what was going on.
No, some of them do. A lot of them
do. But our friend doesn't. She don't believe it.
Yeah, true.
She don't believe it.
That's true.
Hi, KLOS. Tell us about your hot teacher.
Yeah, so I actually stayed in a course, a discussion course, that wasn't even my course because the teaching assistant was just so good looking.
So I totally get it.
I spent so much time in a Calc 3 class that I already knew all the stuff about, so I'm a math major, and so I just said, you know what, I'm going to stay in the class and just be a badass and impress the hell out of this.
And did it work? Did you ever hook up with her at all?
It did, so I got the secret. If you have a grad student, you ask them what their research is about. Mm-hmm. Perfect question to get the ins. They feel nice. Like, oh, wow, someone actually cares about what I'm doing.
But in fact, you just want her body.
You don't care at all.
Unbelievable,
well,
sir.
I kind of like math maybe a little bit.
That'll do, pig. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, hi. Okay, are you still doing calls for hot for teachers?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Well, okay, I had this swimming coach. Oh, my God, he was so gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was from Hawaii. I'm not quite sure. He was like really tan and really fit.
Mm-hmm.
So he wasn't like the regular coach. He came in like later, right?
Right.
And none of the ladies that was really interested in swimming or getting in the pool. But then when he came, everybody wanted to swim.
Of course.
Everybody.
Suddenly I'm thinking Stranger Things. What's his face? Her brother was, super hot, and then and they reworked. They reworked Fast Times at Ridgemont High. That scene for him moving in stereo, that was hilarious.
I still remember his name.
Tell his name. No, we're keeping that on the DL. Thank you for calling. Thanks. You know, it's got to be even worse when you have a swimming instructor.
Yeah, of course.
Here, hold my body.
Let's give away some money.
Hell yeah, that's a good idea, Kevin.
We have some money. We have $1,100 to give away in the KLOS High Low game, powered by the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. It's worth $1,100. The number's between 0 and 95. And the last guess, might surprise you, was 69. And it was too low.
It turns out that was too low.
Just for playing the game, you get Dirty Honey and Mammoth Wolfgang Van Halen tickets at the Wiltern March 2nd. And then you get to pick a number. And if you get that right, you will win $1,100.
So be caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
It's the High Low game. KLOS, who's this?
Daryl.
Daryl, you're caller 13.
All right, perfect. Thank you.
You are welcome. First of all, you got the Dirty Honey and the Mammoth Wolfgang Van Halen tickets.
Amazing.
You get to play the KLOS High Low game. You can win $1,100, a number between 0 and 95. The last guess was 69, and it was too low.
Too low. So what do you want to throw out on the table?
I'm going to go with 81.
81. That turns out to be
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and time for What We Learned.
Oh, man, I wasn't paying any attention today. What did we learn?
According to the Guinness Book of World Records, a museum in Spain has the world's largest joystick at 9 feet. Barely edging out Tommy Lee.
Nice one.
There's a brothel in Austria mm-hmm. that's offering free vaccinations, including 30 minutes of free sex Woo! With the woman of your choice.
Oh, nice. You get the shot, and then you get the jab.
Right?
That's cool.
Which isn't great news for the women, because the shot doesn't work that quickly.
Oh, that's right.
And also, college test, 1, 2, 3. All right, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Oh, sorry. I was waiting for you. Kevin here. Hold on. Kevin here. Sorry, I have to swallow. Okay, I had to swallow. Sorry, I have to swallow. Kevin, you son of a bitch, right? Wow, I gotta swallow a lot. Again, what the f***? That is stupid. Gotta swallow. Sorry, I can't stop swallowing. Listen, I'm a child. I have a lot of spit. Is that weird?
Not for you.
Kevin here, you know I love my car chases. This one yesterday involved, God damn it. Now he's chilling. Shit, man, oh dear Lord, I'm going to start again. Nope. I have a lot of spit, man. I don't know what to do with that.
Swallow.